Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to Newcastle in general, and to Newcastle University in particular, and to our fabulous Great North Museum, Hancock, of which we're extremely proud, about which I'll say a few words in a minute, because there will be some people who have not been here before. My name's Paul Younger. I'm director of the Newcastle Institute for Research on Sustainability. And, you know, it's been our great pleasure that this last however many months it's been, the partner for the first year, and hopefully by no means the last, with Tipping Point to bring this event to reality. And it's a great thrill and delight to see so many people have responded appropriately by sacrificing their time to come and commit to this process. I have it on very good information from people who've been through Tipping Point before that it's really quite different from going to a standard conference, and it really is going to be perhaps more akin to a kind of jolly retreat rather than a classic conference. So there's lots of opportunity for soul searching and discussing and all of that sort of stuff. On which subject, just to save myself another half hour of my life explaining individually to everyone this afternoon, everybody I've spoken to one-to-one this afternoon has kindly pointed out that I've got a smudge on my forehead, and I am aware of that, and the point is it's Ash Wednesday, and it's one of only 2 days in the year when Roman Catholics, if they choose not to wash their heads afterwards, can be physically distinguished from other members of the community. The other where I was growing up, incidentally, being St. Patrick's Day, when we were all forced to wear shamrock at school, and then used to get beaten up by the Protestants on the way home. But that doesn't happen now. I still wear shamrock, but without growing the Protestants, you know. Anyway, back to the here and now. That's just to save you being kind to me, you know. I would be kind to me in other ways, but you won't need to be in that way. So, Tipping Point, well, you're going to hear all about how it actually works, but the motivation for us as the Newcastle Institute for Research on Sustainability is that we are focused as a research institute on solutions, on responses, as this puts it. And, you know, it's important that the responses are not just left, and I say this as an engineer, that they're not just left to the technologists. Because I think there's a fair argument to be made that the technologists, leaving things to the technologists in the past has been part of the reason that we've got into them, you know, the various messes we're in. So engaging with as wide a cross-section as we can of society, and, you know, within that, creating, interacting with people from creative backgrounds and bringing together scientists and engineers with people from very diverse creative backgrounds, I think can only be you know, the occasion of sparking lots of ideas for how we can better address some of these issues, you know, to see things through other people's eyes for a while, and you know, lose some of our fear of each other, and you know, see if we can't get up to some mischief. It's got to be worth dedicating a couple of days of your life. So that's why our institute was really keen to partner with Tipping Point on this. And we hope it's the first of many. We hope this is going to be something that really becomes a Newcastle tradition. And we're buoyed up by the numbers, I have to say. We're delighted with how many you chose to come. A few words about the environment here, Great North Museum, Hancock. We're in a very modern room here, but the front part of the museum, depending on which way you've got here, you may have come through some of the old Victorian part of the building. The whole thing was gutted and renovated. It opened again 2.5 years ago, and at the time I had the great pleasure of being in charge of the project of the renovation and extension of this building for the final year of that renovation and extension and the first year of opening. So I feel a very unjustified, because I did the least of the work, but I feel a very paternal affection for the place. So if you do want to badmouth it, please don't do so in my hearing. But most people who come here do enjoy this space, and you know, we're delighted to be able to use this museum. When you get a chance, have a wander through the exhibitions, because it's a, at one level, an eclectic collection of things from the natural world, from material culture throughout the world. But when we were putting it together, we were thinking that what unites all of these apparently disparate objects and the stories that go with them is precisely that they speak somehow, all of them speak somehow about the relationship between humankind and the natural world. And that relationship is at the core of what Tipping Point is about. So I think we could hardly be in a more appropriate space than the Great North Museum Hancock. There are other elements to Great North Museum, which is why we keep saying colon Hancock at the end. There's the Hatton Gallery, which is in the centre of campus over there. If you're into your art, you may well be aware of it, but there's well worth a visit, and like this museum, free of charge. So please take a wander over at the Hatton Gallery. Anyone at the front desk will tell you how to find it. It's only about a minute's walk from here. And then there's an off-site resource centre, which you probably won't see, but where the amalgamated collections that came together from several different sources. There were several museums brought together to make this one. We've now got a state-of-the-art facility to make sure those things can be used for research and teaching. So, welcome to Newcastle. You probably picked up by now that apart from working here, I've got the local accent. I normally at this point say I'm not actually a Geordie, I just use the accent because it's associated with success. But actually it's a lie. Not that it's associated with success, but it is actually true, I am a Geordie. So I do feel entitled to welcome you to the city, and I hope... Well, I have a reputation for being friendly and cheerful and all that, and I hope that does turn out to be your experience of your few days in Newcastle, if you're not from here, and give you a hearty welcome, and I will wash my head before tomorrow morning. So if I come in tomorrow like this, you've got every right to point out Paulie didn't have a shower. Okay, well, thanks very much, and without any further ado, I'll hand over to Peter Gingold, Director of Tipping Point, to tell you what's going to happen next and stuff.